I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
The Canadian Wilderness Experience Curator. Welcome, 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 friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Welcome to a new week as well, as we are kind of jumping into November, episode 2501. Thank you again for getting us to 2500 and now beyond. You are awesome. And let's jump in. Today's episode is part of our feature we call Your First $1,000. And today, specifically, we're going to hear from an Alberta man. That would be Alberta, Canada. He leads hikes and tours to wilderness areas in his province, incorporating Indigenous knowledge and local sites. So we're going to hear a bit about how he got started, how he got the idea, how he made it happen, and how he made his first $1,000. That's the whole point of these stories, to perhaps give you some ideas, some inspiration, some motivation to get your own story. And of course, ultimately, I want you to be able to make a lot more than $1,000, but that's a great starting point. And it's usually so much easier to go on from there once you've got real customers or clients, as Liam does. That would be today's storyteller. Liam, let's hear from him. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, I'm Liam. Growing up amidst the Rocky Mountains in Alberta, I've always felt a profound connection to Canada's wilderness. So, when I decided to launch my side hustle, I knew it had to be something that celebrated Canada's majestic landscapes and rich Indigenous cultures. That's how True North Trails was born, a curated wilderness experience that goes beyond the usual hikes. Starting out, I was clear about one thing. I didn't want this to just be another tour. I envisioned an experience where participants not only enjoyed the breathtaking views, but also got to dive deep into the stories and history of places they visited. Deciding on a price model was my first challenge. I began by listing the potential costs, permits, equipment, transportation, and of course my time. After some calculations, I devised a tiered pricing structure. Shorter treks started at $250 a person, more extensive treks went up to $1,000 considering the duration, expertise, and the gear required. I couldn't afford a flashy marketing campaign, so I turned to Reddit and Instagram. Leveraging my photography skills, I started posting breathtaking shots of Canadian wilderness interwoven with anecdotes and Indigenous tales. I also reached out to local influencers. In exchange for a free trip, they'd promote True North Trails on their platforms. The result? A slow but steady stream of bookings and inquiries. One thing I was passionate about was inclusivity. I collaborated with local Indigenous communities, integrating their invaluable insights into the trips. This not only enriched the experiences, but also ensured that a portion of the profits went back to these communities. This unique feature became a major selling point, attracting those interested in ethical and culturally immersive tourism. Managing bookings manually was tough, so I soon invested in a user-friendly booking platform and an automated email system. This streamlined the booking process, sent reminders to clients, and allowed me to focus on crafting unforgettable experiences. Once I got the ball rolling, feedback started pouring in. Many clients expressed interest in winter treks, something I hadn't initially considered. Adapting quickly, I introduced winter packages, including snowshoeing under the Northern Lights and winter survival skill workshops. This expanded my business seasonally and tapped into a new customer base. By the end of my first month, not only did I surpass my first $1,000, but I also had a weekend calendar booked solid for the next 3 months. The combination of authentic experiences, ethical collaborations, and efficient business operations was really the key. Looking back, True North Trails was more than just a financial venture. It was a symbolic blend of business acumen and passion. I celebrated the untouched beauty of Canada, shared the wisdom of its Indigenous people, and in the process, created a side hustle that was both profiting and fulfilling.
Liam, thanks so much for telling us about your first $1,000. All the best in getting to many more thousands of dollars. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. As noted, the whole point is to give you different ideas, but also just a bit of a nudge and motivation, inspiration to move forward yourself with your own side hustle or small business ideas, even without quitting your job and by using a skill you already have. All right. If you have a question, an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can also visit my blog, chrisgillibo.com. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2501. Thanks for being out there. Much more is coming up. My name's Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.